The St. John's String Quartet has been the musician in residence at the University of New Brunswick, UNB, for over 10 years and has performed numerous times in conjunction with the university's Lorenzo Society. Founded in 1975, the society aims to contribute to the university's artistic landscape and to the wider community's cultural life. The members of the St. John's String Quartet are also the principal members of Symphony New Brunswick and have played across the province and around the world. Local 107.3 FM spoke with violinist Danny Summits and Lorenzo Society coordinator Gemma Marr about the music and broader arts each are involved in, and how the Lorenzo Society and the String Quartet work together. First, Summits spoke about her involvement with the St. John's String Quartet.
The St. John's String Quartet was founded in 1987, and I have not been there that long, but I have been there for 10 years. And we recently had actually our founding members step back. So we're in kind of a transition period with new people coming in. And we have been artists in residence at the university maybe like 15, 20 years. I actually don't know. Before I came, that we were residents when I came. We've always done noon hour concerts and tried to reach as many students or community, faculty, anyone. This is a wonderful partnership with Lorenzo Society.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about the Lorenzo Society and how it's kind of connected?
The music series is sort of the home base for the St. John String Quartet as the musicians in residence, which is a program that is sort of run in tandem with ArtsMB. Right now we have the Wednesday Noon Hour Concert Series, and the sort of idea behind the concert series as it stands right now is that it's kind of like a pop-up. So we do it in a space where students, faculty, staff are already gathered to work or to eat, and the music becomes this kind of break in their day. If they want to, they can tune in and listen and learn. Danny often does really fantastic sort of contextual or educational overviews of the composers that they're about to play, which I always find really interesting.
Can you tell me a little bit about Lorenzo Society? Is it very much local to St. John and UMB?
So it was founded in 1975 by a man named William Prouty. He was this really eccentric, funny, witty, sarcastic person who always wore carnations in his lapel, and he loved the color purple, and he actually started the Purple Wednesday Society first. So in the early 1970s, the Purple Wednesday Society began, and it was film sort of gathering to discuss different cultural movements, and they also produced a little magazine called The Cormorant. But by 1975, Prouty realized that the city of St. John really needed cultural programming that would bring the public and the university together. So he designed this society that would make accessible arts programming available to anybody in the city. My sense is that William Prouty chose this name as a sort of callback to supportive cultural programming throughout time. Lorenzo de Medici, who was known as Lorenzo the Magnificent, he ruled from 1467 to 1478 with his brother, and supported artists like Leonardo da Vinci. And from 1975, when it began, the reading series has been extremely active. We've had a wide swath of authors come through: Eden Robinson, Michael Crummy, huge names in Canadian literature. Most recently, Carol Off was here. And we also have the film series, which does the Indigenous Film Festival every September and now every January as well.
And so, Danny, back to you and about the kind of music. What sort of music do you play?
We still do play the classics like Mozart, Beethoven, but like in January, we did an all-female composer program. We try to feature living composers, Canadian composers, and we've also tried to do some Taylor Swift and some Adele, and just try to, you know, kind of meet students where they're at, because a lot of them might not have been exposed to string quartets, right? And so we want to say, you know, this is for everybody. I was talking up before one concert, and I was like, Mozart was the Taylor Swift of his day, and everyone looked up Taylor Swift, you know. So we are trying to kind of expand our programming that way.
Yeah, I'd like to kind of like dig into it a bit. Why you play music and what value you believe it kind of brings?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that music connects everybody. I think it's kind of a shared human experience, the same way that emotions are a human experience. And you can always connect through any barrier through music and as a means for emotional literacy. And I think that that's really, really important. Just kind of getting in touch with what you're feeling at the moment, who you are, what you like, all of those things. That's why we play music and believe in it, just to kind of remember that we are all humans.
Yeah, I think Danny made a great point about music and art more broadly is allowing you to sort of connect to your emotions and connect to yourself and others on a very human level. Like I teach literature, and one thing I think that literature has the ability to do is to allow you to see into a world that you otherwise would never be able to access. And so it can develop empathy. It can broaden, I think, a sense of one's world. You know, I grew up in a very rural place. We did not travel. The only way I was able to see elsewhere was through books. And it was, for me, this really formative way of understanding what the world was like outside of the little bubble in which I existed. I think there's something in seeing the world from another human being's perspective through a creative lens that is quite beautiful and allows for both introspection and really deep connection.
Would you like to sort of tell me a little bit about what you have coming up next?
Yeah, we've got two more concerts left in our series. We've got March 19th and April 2nd, and there will be some Beethoven on there. There might be some Game of Thrones, oh. Lord of the Rings. We don't know. You don't know what you're going to get with us. You'll definitely get some classics, and then you'll definitely get a surprise.
And I'd like to say, too, that all Lorenzo events are free. When William Prouty began the Society in 1975, it really does seem like accessibility was part of his sort of vision. The music series, as it is now, specifically the Wednesday concert series, is in memory of Dr. Lee Hong Siu, who was a professor at UNB. It seems like Dr. Lee was very beloved and had a really big role in bringing music programming to UNB.
I knew Dr. Li Hong from the community. She had just a real love of the arts and love of music and was so supportive of the String Quartet and Symphony New Brunswick and all the like music culture in St. John. So we are so honored that we can honor her legacy in this way.
The Lorenzo Society has events happening throughout March. More information can be found at umb.ca/Lorenzo. The St. John's String Quartet can be found at their Facebook page. The members are Danny Sametz and Nadia Francavilla on violin, Robin Streb on viola, and Chris Yu on cello. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.